Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All I want is a chance to compete and be the guy here. Seems like that's more of a real possibility now than ever. Last 4 years of knowing, you know, as long as the other guy spins healthy, you know, you're not playing. That's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
In your exit meeting with Mike, what did he tell you you need to improve on to be this team starter next season?
I haven't had my exit meeting yet with Coach Tomlin, but I had meetings with several other people on the staff, GM Kevin Colbert, and look forward to what I can do as far as adding to this team that are giving me a chance to compete and I have a chance to start. So that's all I could ask for.
All right, everyone, welcome in. We have dueling quarterbacks vying for Big Ben's vacant spot. Much like dueling pianos. What was that place called? Sing Sing? Is it still open? That's before your time, Donnie? I think there was a dueling pianos bar on the south side. You ever been there?
No, I'm unfamiliar. I know dueling banjos from, Deliverance.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Who's in it? Clint Eastwood?
I don't think he is. I think John Voight.
And what's the dueling pianos? Or dueling banjos? They compete against each other, and who's the better banjo player?
No, that's just like, it's a little kid playing the banjo, but I think they just call it dueling banjos. I can show you after the show.
All right. Haskins and Rudolph, both talking today, both making their pitch, both trying to get the word out that they're in the mix. They can do it. It could be their job next year. Haskins, I talked to Kevin Colbert. I'm going to be given a chance to compete, not for a roster spot, but for the starting job. Mason Rudolph, I've been here 4 years. I had to watch big number 7, the old gunslinger. Does he have any bullets left? No, he doesn't. He's gone. He's going to retire. So now Mason can be himself. He can flourish. He can finally bloom, blossom, however you want to put it, without Big Ben around. I have a strong take on all this. You're going to hear it right off the top here. First, I need to get something off my chest. Something happened today at home. Curious how you would play this situation. Donnie, this is an incredible concept. My wife has found someone who is delivering homemade pierogies to our door. Don't have to go to the store. Don't have to go to pick them up. The pierogies show up on the front porch. Bag of pierogies on the doorknob, specially made, handcrafted, not something you find in the freezer aisle at the supermarket at Giant Eagle, right there, homemade pierogies. So much Polish love put into all these pierogies. Sounds good, right? Big problem. Amanda says, make sure before you leave, you go grab them off the doorknob and put them in the freezer. So I leave my house. I'm on 79. I'm two exits past my house. I realize I didn't go and take the pierogies from outside and put them in the freezer. So what would you do in that situation? You turn around?
How far?
I'm 15 minutes into my drive. I'm about halfway to work. What do you do?
If you're early for work, which I know you almost always are, I would have turned around.
So I turned around.
If you're running late,
I turned around. So I go back. Here's the issue. They're not there. They're not on the front porch. They're not on the doorknob. Now, we have an issue where we live, where our address, the number and the street, the same exact address exists in Canonsburg. Somebody has our address in Canonsburg. My concern is that the pierogies got delivered to that house. So now what? Congratulations on all that person's address success. They just got handmade, homemade pierogies sent right to them. Amanda might think that I dropped the ball, somebody went up to our doorknob or whatever, stole the pierogies and left.
Did you...
A pierogi thief, a pierogi bandit.
Does she know that there's a house in Cannonsburg?
She does, and I brought that up to her. So she is weighing the options. Is it complete negligence on my part? But honestly, who would go up and remove a plastic bag of food off of somebody's front porch?
Yeah, plus you live in more of like a neighborhood. I could see that happening where I live in
the
South Side.
Because it's like a ruffian neighborhood. It's a hard scrabble part of town, that kind of deal?
I guess more or less than living in a neighborhood, but I think it's more likely that it just got delivered.
Right,
to
and a lot of the houses
house.
In my neighborhood have cameras and stuff where you can see who comes up on your porch and all that. So that's how I started the day, and then here comes Haskins and Rudolph. My official take, Andrew Filippone, his company line, his new motto when it comes to the Steelers' current quarterbacks. I have turned over a new leaf. I have a new take on the quarterbacks that we're talking today and are going to be discussed as internal candidates to take Ben's job. My official take on Dwayne Haskins is I don't want him anymore. I do not want him to be the next quarterback. I have to cut my losses on Haskins. Sometimes you do that at the poker table, you bluff. The way it goes, you start to think the other player has something. All right, see you later. I had some brass big ones. I tried to talk a big game, got called out for it. Just take it. I'm not going all in on Dwayne Haskins, folks. I can't do it, okay? I'm out. I don't want Haskins to be the next quarterback. I promise you right now, and I am a man of my word, Andrew Filippone, over the next few months, as we do this whole quarterback derby and we debate and discuss so many of these quarterback options for the Steelers, some of them very realistic, maybe other ones are pipe dreams, fantasies, Steelers dreams, where we're praying that it happens. One thing you will not hear me say is that the job should be Dwayne Haskins. Now, Haskins is going to talk. You'll hear it about an hour from now. Maybe he will sell you. Maybe you believe that there is that it's not bad for 1 year, that a Band-Aid of Dwayne Haskins on the Steelers quarterback boo-boo is the right way to go. I do not feel that way anymore, though. I'm also not going to change my tune on mediocre Mason Rudolph. He is what he is. He's not starting quarterback quality. You can't trick me. I don't care what kind of used car salesman pitch. Not talking about the great used car people, pre-owned car people at Bowser, of course. They do an excellent job. I'm talking more the skeezy, slimy used car salesman that we all can picture in our head when we close our eyes. That pitch of Mason Rudolph, no, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. I don't want to listen to that. Neither one of these guys should get the job. The whole idea that the Steelers are even giving this lip service, and maybe because they want to motivate Haskins and Rudolph to compete, they're giving them the false, hopefully the false impression, hey, you can be the guy who follows in Big Ben's footsteps. Wouldn't you like to be the player who follows a legend? I want no part of either player. I think both guys have wasted second chances. Here's what I mean by that. The first impression for both guys in the NFL sucked. Dwayne Haskins in Washington, first-round pick. The weight of the Washington football team world on his shoulders. He's a D.C. guy. He went to school with Dan Snyder's kid. It seemed too good to be true. It was. He was immature. The coaching staff didn't want him. It was a horrible fit. He played like crap. He didn't take his job seriously. All right. We get it. There's immature guys all the time. Brett Favre, 1 year in Atlanta. Clashed with everybody there. The the Packers got him for pennies on the dollar. He goes on to a Hall of Fame career. He's an MVP and Super Bowl champion. Well, that's the best case scenario for Haskins. Then, by the end of things, I felt like he squandered his opportunity here. He got a shot in a preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. It was his game. All eyes were on Haskins, and he played like crap. I'm out on him. Then I hear stories about him on his phone before a game when he dresses as the backup before the Lions. Not feeling it. So I knew in my heart and in my head the entire time that there was a itty-bitty, teeny-weeny chance that Dwayne Haskins was going to develop into a Steelers starting quarterback, that the reclamation project was going to work. I held out hope. I'm not going to try to cling to that now. If the Steelers open 2022 with Dwayne Haskins as their starting quarterback, I will say the same thing that I've bitched about with the Steelers, that Chris Mueller, in his very large head, the things that he has said about the Steelers repeatedly as well. He would say that right now, but instead he has a romantic day planned with his wife. This was a vacation that was set up months ago where he wanted a very romantic afternoon and night with Alex. And I said, you know what, buddy? Steelers are eliminated from the playoffs. You take that day to yourself. You make out with her as much as you want. Go do that, right? If the Steelers go with Haskins, it's going to be one of those situations where I scream, Steelers are stubborn. They're promoting from within. They value their own too much. They don't like to be wrong. Tomlin took a shot on Dwayne Haskins. There's a conflict of interest. They have the same agent. So I'll think those are the reasons why Haskins is getting a chance, not because he actually deserves it. Mason Rudolph, he got his second chance. He had a chance to totally redeem himself. He was awful in 2019. He got benched for who, Donnie?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, Mason.
Oh, Duck Hodges.
Thank you. Quack, quack, quack. He got benched for Duck Hodges, an undrafted rookie free agent quarterback. But he got bonked on the head by Myles Garrett. Okay. Was that a unique set of circumstances and insane adversity? Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. But your next game was against the Bengals team that ended up being so pitiful, they had the number one pick in the draft. The next week, he had a chance to bounce back. He couldn't. He got benched for Duck. Then he got a game against the Jets. He couldn't stay healthy. But then the second chance was really this year. Ben comes down with COVID. If there's a team tailor-made for Mason Rudolph to go out there and exercise some of the demons, it's the Detroit Lions. They were winless. They had a coach who looked like a gym teacher. They had a quarterback named Jared Goff who in terrible weather had an awful injury and couldn't throw a forward pass properly. It was tailor-made for Jared Goff to see for Mason Rudolph to seize the opportunity and to show people, hey, I'm actually a competent NFL quarterback. You know, good Steelers backups like Charlie Batch, my friend now that we've buried the hatchet, he would have thrived in a situation like that. Rudolph didn't. Oh, but Johnson and Freiermuth fumbled in overtime. It's not Mason's fault. You're picking on him. What did he do in the first 60 minutes of that game? He had Ray McCloud wide open in the end zone, and it was like he was down at the Allegheny River trying to skip stones throwing him the ball. He skipped it. He doesn't have a good arm. He gets deer in headlights look. He gets happy feet. He panics under pressure. You see a look in Mason Rudolph's eyes whenever he's played. Has he ever given you a look, unless it's against Pitt, has he ever given you a look that says, hey guys, I got this. Follow me. Trust me. Nope. Never. And that's going to change just because the bully, Big Ben, isn't here anymore. Fat chance. So both of these guys talked, and they tried to, I think, make their pitch. Hey, this is why I deserve a chance. This is what I'm going to do in the offseason to prepare myself. This is why when I get back to work, I'm going to really commit myself to be the star Steelers' next quarterback. In both cases, Haskins and Rudolph, for me, if I'm Kevin Colbert's retiring, if I'm Mike Tomlin, hey, you guys can duke it out for the backup job the same way you did last year. We can run that back in 2022. But that's the extent of it. I don't want either guy starting for my football team. But Andrew, build the rest of the team. Does anybody want to call in and make that case? Is there anyone out there that is still a believer that what's best for the Steelers in 2022 is to give Mason Rudolph a chance? Does anybody out there, I know Steelers insiders are saying it, Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, the competition they bring in, guys that are failed starters or career backups? Do you really think that's what's best for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. Donnie, in the worst possible this or that, one or the other scenario for the Steelers, would you rather have Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins as your starting quarterback next year?
I think I'd rather go Dwayne Haskins, at least to start.
Okay.
But I hope he's just sort of serving as a Band-Aid of sorts once we get to that point. But
a Band-Aid for what? To who? Someone else on the roster?
Yes. Because I'm hoping it's a rookie, unless they would... Because if they pick up a veteran, it'll be that veteran.
All right, he'll just start from day one. And if he gets beat out by either one of those guys,
if it has to
that
be
doesn't
one or the
say
other,
very much about the guy that they brought in.
Yeah, if it has to be one or the other, I think I go Dwayne Haskins.
Because of what? What about him as a quarterback?
Besides that preseason game, we haven't seen what he can do with the full Steelers roster.
They never gave him that chance.
And Mason Rudolph, I think he had pretty much the whole season that year Ben got hurt. As we all know, Duck Hodges took over because Rudolph couldn't
get
the job
done. But he's grown,
done.
He's matured, he's learned from that, Donnie. You believe that?
Maybe a little, but not enough.
Okay.
But yeah, I would go Haskins.
So they're Band-Aids for what then? A first-round quarterback for you, huh? Are you saying you are... Is Donnie Football right now endorsing the Steelers using the 20th pick on a quarterback? Is that what you're saying? Are you for that?
Unless they pick up a veteran in free agency, because it all matters what happens in free agency.
Right.
The Steelers will have more cap space this year than they've ever had.
40-plus million, yep.
In the salary cap era.
Yep.
You know, we've talked off air. I want Linderbaum, but I saw a mock draft today. He was going to go 7th overall, which I think would be a record for
a
center in
so
the first
if
round.
You take a center in the first round with the 20th pick, let's say he were to slide to them, then that would increase the chances that it's Rudolph or Haskins next year. You would be okay with that?
I guess so. But, again, I mean, they could always take a guy in the second round or...
But is the second round quarterback who's probably the 5th or 6th quarterback off the board, what are the chances of that guy growing and developing into your starter? It would be like doing what you did, be like making the Mason Rudolph mistake all over again.
Right. I'm counting on them to take a veteran QB or draft one in the first round.
Okay.
I think it's their only options. If they don't take a veteran.
So the only way you really like the center getting picked in the first round is that they already had picked up a veteran quarterback in free agency.
Yeah, because if you want a quarterback to take you for the next 10 to 15 years,
it's got to be a first round
guy.
Doing
that in the first round gives you better chances. You know, you're not going to. Finding a Tom Brady is once in a lifetime. You know, even
once in a lifetime in like the entire history of the NFL. How many Hall of Fame quarterbacks were picked past like the 3rd round, you know?
Well, back in the day they had like 20 rounds or whatever.
Yeah, but even then, I mean Bart Starr, Tom Brady, there's like you can count them on one hand, if that. You might not even need a full hand. So most of the guys still playing in the NFL playoffs right now, among the quarterbacks that are left, six out of eight, I believe, are first-round picks. The only two that aren't are Garoppolo and Brady. And those are the Patriots who picked them. Well, unless you think you can draft like Belichick. So we heard from Haskins. We heard from Rudolph. A lot of Steelers insiders seem to think that the Steelers' conservative approach will be to give those two guys a chance to be the starting quarterback and to replace Ben, to let them duke it out, Haskins or Rudolph. Are you okay with that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.